When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Take responsibility to make your life happen. Don't accept things just as they are. Don't follow the crowd. You've decided that you're not going to allow your circumstances to define you. You've decided that you're not going to allow the events, the things, the people, life, determine who you become. You decided that you're not going to go through life being a whiner, being a complainer. That you're going to take responsibility for what it is that you want to create.
To grow the individual will to become something, you must get comfortable with fear and failure. They must be your best friends. They're the only one that moves that needle of life. You must break society's status quo. Status quo is normality. It's alive but not living. It's death on a stick, guys. The belief of the individual overrides thousands of people with just intent. Safety, comfort zones are dead zones. You have to continue to push yourself because your true potential will never be matched, guys.
It's the only way you're gonna keep fighting when you don't feel like fighting. You have to know in your mind that as bad as it is right now, as much as I hurt right now, this is not my final outcome. This is not the end of my story. You may have lost a game, you may be losing a game, but it's not over. If you fight until the end, you can come back and get the victory.
If I don't win, I showed up, I gave my valid effort. And tomorrow I'll do the same thing. And I'll continue to throw shit against the wall. And something will stick, which will never define me. It'll just re-motivate that my tactics work. Every day I'll throw more up there, try it again. And I'll never get comfortable.
I need you to grind every single opportunity you get, every chance you get. And I need you to grind on the little stuff. Just be consistent. Go to work and do your work. Don't just go to work when you feel like it. Go to work every single day. Work on it every day. Even when you're down and out, even when you're not feeling it, still do it. Why? Because when you're faithful over few, he'll make you ruler over many. You have wished enough. You waited enough. Now let's get to work.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I want you to know that while they're getting the diamonds and the millions, there are a lot of people around the world, for them, it is the worst of times. The best of times and the worst of times. That's called a serious matter. How come such a difference from those who can reach such incredible heights and those who haven't yet found the answers for their life and their health and their future? We just have to ponder that and let that give us a note of seriousness. A note of seriousness.
When you're committed to an outcome, there are no excuses, there are no stories, there are no reasons not to achieve it. But if you're interested in an outcome, you will do what's convenient. You'll come up with excuses, stories, reasons to support your convenience desire. And so here's my question for you. Are you interested or are you committed?
Listen to me. There are those of you who, what you're doing is if there are 10 opportunities in a day and you're taking advantage of 7 of them, you think you're doing something. Yep, you got to hear me. You only have 24 hours in a day, and you've heard me say this time and time again. The way you spend your 24 hours, it determines how you live.
If you want the future to change for you, you've got to change. Take action. Not hasty if it isn't required, but don't lose much time when the idea is hot and the emotion is strong. That's the time to act. Before the feeling passes and before the idea gets dim, action pronto. Action immediate. Action as soon as possible. So act. Set up a discipline. When the emotions are high and the idea is strong and clear and powerful, capture it. Start the process. And if you will, then put it into action. The miracle belongs to you.
Embed that long-term goal in your mind. Burn it into your soul. Think about it and write about it and talk about it and hang it up on your wall. But most important, do something about it. Do something about it. Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps the goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it. Do it. Do that little piece. Make it happen.
Every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every f***ing year, for as long as it f***ing takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path. You have to dedicate every breath, every ounce of energy, and every thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be.
Things that I really learned many, many years ago was something around habits. And the habit is more important than the intensity.
Yeah, the consistency. The habit.
If you can get into doing something productive, constructive every day, you will continue to do something pro your goals, pro your health, pro whatever it is every day. And some days, I have a trainer that comes to my home as well. And some days I'm exhausted. I'm just exhausted. But I still go through the motions even when I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Because the habit's more important to me than the intensity. So some days I feel like I don't want to work out.
Right.
I still do something. I don't care if I lay on the ground and my trainer moves my legs or my arms. I just move my neck left and right. I've still done
right.
something to create movement and to enforce or reinforce a positive habit that is part of the nucleus of success.
When someone is really having a hard life, hard time, they're in the situation that they don't want to, like, I don't want to practice my inner side, I don't want to visualize, what suggestion you have for them, you know, when they have the dark night of the soul?
Well, listen, if you don't feel like doing something once in a while, then you're human. Sure. But, like, let me know if this resonates with you and whoever's listening, let me know if it resonates with you. Do you agree with this statement? In life, you're going to either pay the price of discipline or you're going to pay the price of regret. Discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons. That's Jim Rohn, by the way. And so when you're sitting there and saying, I don't feel like it, my question for you is, what do you not feel like it more? Doing this little thing or living a life of regret, right? So let's create a juxtaposition against what I don't feel like doing, and let's use contrasting to say, are you okay with this being your character? Are you okay with this being your life forever? Are you okay with developing a lazy habit and lazy disciplines? Are you okay for the next 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40 years, having that as your modus operandi and your identity? If you're okay with that, great, don't feel like it, don't do it, but then don't complain and don't want any more. But if you're not okay with the short-term and long-term consequences of that decision, then here's what I want you to say. I know I don't feel like it, but I will do just a little bit.
If we said, in a year, we all want to jog a marathon together, and let's say you're in awful shape right now, but we started with a 5-minute walk today, and then 5-minute walk tomorrow, 5-minute walk the next day, then maybe 10 minutes, then maybe 15, maybe a light jog 30 days from now. Is it possible that with the commitment that we're going to do a marathon in a year, and the beginning commitment to doing a little bit today and a little bit more each day, including getting massaged and eating well and resting and getting a right program for how much we should train, is it possible that almost every one of us a year from now could slowly jog a marathon? The answer is yes. That means that the issue is not that you can't run a marathon. That means that A, you haven't made a commitment to run a marathon, and then you haven't put together the process in order to do it safely and effectively, which means that I don't care what your current situation is right now. There is a way out. You have to start with your commitment and then get started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.